We will talk about the big story of the weekend, Tiger Woods winning his fifth green jacket at the Masters. Get your thoughts on that. Mike Halas, sports columnist from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will be joining us as well. And a whole lot more as it's a sunny Monday edition of the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour, coming your way here on KGYN. And at 3:03, we welcome you into the Gym Class for a Monday. KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and the South Gym, 106.3 in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer, once again today here on the other side of the glass on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. A lot to get to on the show today. Mike Halas will be joining us coming up in just a little bit to talk basketball, a little golf, a little sports with you. That'll be coming up in about 25 minutes or so. Well, first of all, good afternoon. How are you? Pleasant weekend. Except it was a cold one. Couldn't get outside on the golf course. Had to watch golf and a little history being made, but we'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. Yeah. How about a Sunday at Augusta to remember?
I enjoy every year when it's Masters Week, as you know. This is a special one, and we'll dissect that here in a minute. Kenneth on the Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line setting it up perfectly. So who won the Masters? There hasn't been any news on it. Sheesh.
Yeah. Everybody that's at one time or another ever picked up, even in a going by a golf shop, is lending their 2 cents in, which is fine, and it's great for the game of golf. We'll get to that.
That's the power of Tiger Woods.
That's the power of Tiger Woods. And a lot of ways to look at not only just winning his fifth Masters, and if you'd like to weigh in with your comments as well, 319-366-1600. That is Hertzien and Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600. We are presented once again by Third Base Brewery, and they are located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by and tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. They're locally owned and operated, a great place to meet up for a quick bite for lunch, a little bit of a work get-together, or what have you. Locally owned and operated, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids, Third Base Brewery. And we thank them for being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Also this week, country music fans, we have Cody Jenks tickets to give away all this week, as he is going to be at the amphitheater coming up on June the 1st, he will be there with his Lifers Tour. That's his brand new album, and he's going to be here. Tickets are on sale right now for that June 1st show at the McGrath Amphitheater. I promise you it will be warmer there on June 1st than it was this weekend.
Better be.
I promise you that. As only I can as an ordained meteorologist. 319-366-1600. As I mentioned, Mark, many ways to look at this. Historic, yes, because it has been, 15 years since Tiger won his last green jacket. No doubt about that. It's been a long time, over a decade since he won his last major. And, I mean, the superlatives, you can go right on down the line. And I invite everyone to tune into the Sports View I had earlier on today. It's up at kgymradio.com. You can listen to all the sports views right there at kgymradio.com. Just click on that and listen to the podcast there. It was a historic day at Augusta yesterday. There is no doubt about that. And let's just start with the big topic right there.
Yeah, and I've thought a lot about this, having watched it and digested it for most of yesterday since it was a morning round. It was different. It was almost like the Open Championship when you woke up and you're watching golf. And the ratings are you know, very, very good, but they were down yesterday because of that morning start. No other reason.
No other reason. That's the only reason. They were down 11% from a year ago, but CBS is doing a great job of spinning it because they said that it's the top morning golf rating in 34 years or something like that. But at any rate, are they doing over there? We're going to have Kyle come in here and explain what the heck is going on over there. Go on. Back to your Masters. Right?
Well, I think any adjective or fluffy phrase you want to throw about Tiger's win, it's going to be spot on. You talk about his multiple surgeries, 3 back surgeries, spinal fusion. 2 years ago, nobody thought he'd played golf again, including Tiger Woods. He could barely sit down at the champions' dinner. And for him to come all the way back, now listen, he was close in 2 majors last year and won the Tour Championship. It wasn't as if he just got out of bed and won this Masters. But still, to win it in arguably, I'd say, one of the most competitive eras of golf, there's not just Tiger out there. There's a dozen other guys more than that, who have not only won majors, who are terrific and have their own followings, but it was one of those days that everything fell Tiger's way, including the fact that he performed well. He got breaks. You and I have talked about it. When he hit it wayward, he's always seemed to have an opening. But he executed.
Mm-hmm.
And then on 12, which so often determines the Masters, Francesco Molinari dumps it in the drink. And you could tell right there that was going to be Tiger's tournament, because he wisely hit the ball to the center of the green between the two bunkers. If he missed it, the worst he could have done was be in the bunkers. He made par there and went on to win it. I mean, Dustin Johnson, number one player in the world, was right there, one back. Brooks Koepka, 3-time major champion, one back, missed the putt on 18. That would have tied Tiger. But nevertheless, it was a super thrilling day for golf and a lot of people that watched it.
Yeah, it was. And like to hear from golfers and non-golfers alike, and we'll get to our poll question coming up here in a moment at 319-366-1600.
What's going on the other side of the glass?
What are you doing over there?
Is that a bottle of wine over there or what?
Listen, that has been a weird development today.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out the mystery behind the half-drunk bottle of wine
on
your desk
today. I walked into work
today.
There's a half-drank bottle of wine sitting on my desk.
Maybe somebody's a big Tiger fan here at work on Sunday.
Lady J is doing a Game of Thrones-related video content and needed a wine-like substance for her chalice. And Alex Kuhn said, "Hey, we've got wine floating around the building today."
But do you know the origins of that bottle?
No,
still
wine.
No, not at all. Okay. And I don't even have a guess. Is the weirdest part?
Strange. What happens here on Sundays?
I apparently don't know. But that was Mark. I thought you touched on a lot of good things there from the weekend.
Oh, I'm not done.
Okay,
I
won't cut you off then. Okay, okay.
Go ahead. Just your comment, your thoughts.
Oh, well,
I mean, you're not a big golf fan. You're not a big golfer.
At least for now, I'll represent your non-traditional golf fan. I tuned in a little bit on Saturday, and I woke up early to tune in to make sure I was able to tune in on Sunday. And, you know, it was extremely captivating to just know what you're watching. And then, like you said, when Molinari puts the ball in the pond, you just knew. You just knew it was going to be Tiger's day.
And Koepka.
I thought, my question for you guys is, I'm like we've said, I'm not a big golf guy, but the names that I know, the guys I'm familiar with, are Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Tiger Woods. All those guys were in contention all weekend. So it's not only Tiger, but was that not just a really, really... Tiger could have lost. Tiger could have fallen apart there at the end. Was that still not a really, really good weekend of golf?
It was a great leaderboard. I mean, it was a 5 or 6-way tie going to the final 36. And by the way, these guys that played in the last group on Saturday, they essentially played 36 holes in 24 hours. because they moved the tee times up on Sunday to the morning. But you're right, Kyle. There was Francesco Molinari who was right there.
He's probably been the best golfer in the world for the last 14 months.
Yeah. Felt bad for when, and here's my last thought. I'll let you guys do the golf talk. When Molinari puts the ball in the water there, and you can hear the reaction from the crowd, and it wasn't so much that the people there are rooting against Molinari, but you know right away that gives Tiger the window he needed to close that gap. And you could just hear the buzz in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was on 15.
Oh, okay. Was that 15?
That
okay,
was the second
me.
Time. And that was I think you made a very good point there, because the last time that happened, same hole, about in the same, about maybe 10, 12 yards to the right of that, Seviano Ballesteros did the same thing in 1986. And the same murmuring, kind of happy murmuring going on.
Just kind of felt bad for him, because without rooting against him, the whole world wanted Molinari to kind of fall apart there.
A lot of talk has been made, is this the best comeback in sports history? I've landed on the fact that I think it's the best comeback in the modern era of sports. And I'll explain about that later. But it's hard to deny what Tiger has been through in terms of the surgeries, his self-inflicted personal wounds, overcoming that. Now everybody thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's a great father. He's this. He's that.
He just announced getting a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
And he is. And you could tell at the end of the tournament when Zach Johnson and a half a dozen other players greeted him in appreciation for what he's overcome. And on the one hand, I find it curious that some people give Tiger a pass, but never gave Joe Paterno a pass, or anybody that's tried to rehabilitate themselves, you know, in their life, because Tiger is the everyman's golfer, I think. He's been through his trials and tribulations. He's been through physical problems, and now he's come all the way back. As far as comebacks, I think we live in this vacuum called the moment.
Oh, definitely.
And every time we turn around, somebody, you know, scores this many points or does this, does that. Well, it might be the greatest of all time. We lack perspective. Step away from the vacuum. And I'm going to argue that Ben Hogan in 1949 was the greatest comeback in not only the history of golf and the history of sports. After serving 3 years in the Army, stay with me on this, he came back and then proceeded, he and his wife got in a head-on collision with a Greyhound bus. He had a double fracture of the pelvis, broken collarbone, broken ankle, broken ribs, and life-threatening blood clots. The doctors said he may never walk again or even play, let alone play golf. A year later, he won the U.S. Open and proceeded to win 5 majors after that. 14 wins in total after that accident. He had his personal issues as well. His dad committed suicide when he was a youngster and had to live that burden through the rest of his life. So while we weren't around, most of us weren't around 70 years ago when this happened to Hogan, we can't deny that it ever happened. Step back, take a breath, appreciate what Tiger did yesterday and in the last 2 years, but don't be attaching superlatives without looking at history.
319-366-1600, 316. Tiger gets his 5th green jacket yesterday. And let's go to our poll question at kgymradio.com.
Sure.
It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot. And I'm kind of curious about this. First time Tiger won, it created the great golf boom.
Renaissance.
The courses sprung up everywhere. People hit the golf course in record numbers. I don't anticipate the record numbers, but is this the second golf renaissance, if you will? So we ask you that question at KGYMradio.com.
Will Tiger's Masters win renew your interest in playing or following golf? Yes or no? Thanks again to Emos, who sponsors our poll question today and every day.
Kind of curious to get your reaction. That's why I asked Kyle that question a few minutes ago. As you know, it was interesting because 15, 20 years ago, when it was 97 when he won his first major, when he won, had the win for the ages, when he won at Augusta for the first time. And that's what kind of kicked everything off as far as golf apparel, golf course building. A lot of those courses now are dormant and have been even plowed over.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but some of them, because there were so many that were built at that time. And you and I both remember that. It was the era of the 6 to 7 hour rounds and just golf courses just jam-packed, which is great. I love it for our friends in the golf industry. I love that. It's just very frustrating when you're out there playing and it takes so long, which kind of got then some people out of the golf world.
Love him or hate him, Tiger moves the needle, and I get that. And that'll be the case until he hangs up his clubs.
Most famous athlete in the world right now, without a doubt, isn't it?
Well, I'm not a big soccer fan. I think Messi and others are pretty popular, but
he's in the top five.
27-23 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line. Golf back in Hogan's day wasn't where it's at today.
No, definitely not.
Well, that's quite obvious.
Definitely not.
But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't hide the fact that Hogan came back from the injuries that he had and did what he did after that. Ryan, the food delivery guy, while I do agree with you, Mark, that story needs to be told, but you also made Tiger's argument saying the quality of opponent is much better today. I wouldn't say it's the best comeback either, but it's definitely a great story.
Great story.
Badger Mike, love the early start time. Watched Tiger win, then had time to go play an inspired nine holes at St. Andrews. 71-31, it's Tiger or bust for non-golf fans in terms of interest. That's from Matt.
And that's, Matt hits it head on. Matt hits it head on. I mean, you and I watch each and every week.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. No one's going to pay attention now to golf. Even today, after the talk of Tiger on the national sports shows, whether it be Fox, ESPN, what have you, on television today, yeah, he hit that for a while today, and then it just, okay, and then it went right back to the NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Talk.
Well, another part of this is I talked about living in the vacuum of the here and now. You and I both remember 1986. Some of our listeners weren't even born then. But before the Tiger Roars, there were the Jack Roars.
And then before that, there were the Arnie Roars.
And in 1986, when Jack Nicklaus was 46 and 140th on the money list, right behind someone named Dan Halderson, five down with nine holes to play, Jack shot 30 on the back nine, and I guarantee you, let's get Vern Lundquist on the line because he covered both. The roars were enormous as well. I think Tiger's roars, we'll talk to Michael Oss about this because he's been on the course there. I think those are different.
No, yeah, definitely.
It's not. He doesn't own the patent on roars at the Masters.
Yeah. 3:21 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And keep on getting in touch with us via the text line at 319-366-1600 or the phone line. You can also reach us at 319-366-1600. And we will talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit. We'll have those tickets as well to see country star Cody Jenks and his performance at the McGrath Amphitheater coming up on Saturday, June the 1st. We'll have your chance to win those today and all through the week right here on KGYM. And I'm glad that I am glad about one thing. Nobody really, and I first thing I told you was I thought somebody was going to breach the subject of comparing this to the 86 Jack win.
Mm-hmm.
But no one, to everyone's credit, no one has really done that.
No, and I don't think you can. I think you can in terms of excitement. Jack's win was enormously exciting, but Jack never had to overcome personal issues like Tiger did, self-inflicted again, or the multiple injuries. And I think that's the difference between the two.
And it was different, too, because Jack was over an hour ahead of a lot of the leaders.
Right.
Back then, Greg Norman was trying to chase him down. Severiano Ballesteros was the leader going into that final round. And Jack put up his 30 and got the roars going on the back nine, which caused some leakage of fuel.
By the way, there. Jack, at age 58, finished tied for sixth in the Masters. Remember that? You know, 12 years after he won the thing, there were those murmurs again on the course. Oh, can Jack do it? Jack's right there.
True.
And Jack had that magnetism as Tiger has.
Very much so. 319-366-1600. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring in Trey from over in Ankeny in the central part of the state joining us here on KGYM. How you doing, Trey?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. To be honest, I found out about the game of golf probably yesterday. I never watched the full game or, you know,
the full broadcast
or anything like that. Yes.
Okay.
And watched that. Actually, I had my girlfriend who played high school golf explain what a par was and all that stuff. But, man, I've never seen anything so intense. I don't care what kind of sport it is, but I had no clue as to what was going on. But, man, that was intense. It's got me asking around trying to get some hand-me-down clubs, and I can't wait to go out the driving range and pick up this great sport. Because of yesterday, Tiger – gained a fan, and hopefully I can pick up on that game, and I'll just hang up and let you guys kind of explain. Thanks,
Trey. Appreciate
That's
it.
That's a super interesting take. A guy who had to have his girlfriend explain what a par was.
Well, you know, that was the question we put up on the poll question, was exactly what Trey was talking about. Is this going to be the second renaissance of golf now? Is it going to have people like Trey go out there, buy some clubs, go out and, you know, try the sport? By the way, Trey, it's not as easy as it looks.
But we do hope he enjoys the game.
Yes, have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun out there. 319-366-1600.
Let us know when you be your girlfriend, okay, Trey?
Oh, yeah. Trey, you might... Yeah, I'm not going to give you any advice as far... I know that our significant others don't play golf with us. We'll leave it at that and bring in Eugene here at 325. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, guys. I was going to make this comment. I think it's kind of neat that maybe a whole nother, not generation, but a whole nother group of young people have kind of been exposed to Tiger since it's been so long since he's won. You know, you always heard, well, Tiger could do this. He could make these shots when he had to have them. And then all of a sudden, you know, he didn't do it. He was pulling out. Now all of a sudden he wins. The kids see that. So now they, you know, it's just great for more young kids to get some exposure to this whole thing. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Eugene. I think Eugene
has a great point. It was how many years between Green Jackets? 14? Something like that?
Yeah, 15, I believe.
He has introduced a whole new generation. Trey's a great example.
Terrific.
A guy who's never played golf before or watched it. Kyle.
Eugene touches on a very interesting point. I'm 25 years old, and that was actually the first time in my life that I've been able to see Tiger win. Like, he's won, you know, when I was a kid. That happened, but it never happened where I was able to observe it myself and appreciate it. And so where Eugene was just coming from there, saying that, and you know, an entirely new generation just got to see Tiger, the Tiger that we've always heard about. We got to see that.
It's not
the same Tiger. I know that. It's not young Tiger. But exactly what Eugene just said and exactly what Trey just said is that, you know, that's why Tiger is such a big deal. It's because, you know, like it or not, A lot of people do only pay attention when Tiger comes around, but it shows that things can be exciting, and that is why Tiger is so good for the game.
A couple comments like that on the text line. They're not going to watch golf unless Tiger's involved.
And I mean, I know that probably bothers golf purists, but that is how the game is going to grow, and I think that's why you get the whole big spectacle that is Tiger
Woods.
I'm
going to watch baseball even if the Twins aren't playing.
That's true.
Bad analogy, okay.
But you're already a baseball fan, though.
Right.
But, well, you can't compare apples and oranges.
Of course.
I think that's the way it goes. By the way, he has not given out his schedule, but the next time, just by going with past experience and back to Tiger's basically going back to his old schedule, next time we're going to see Tiger is going to be more than likely early May at Quail Hollow for the Wells Fargo Championship down in Charlotte. If not that one, then for sure, of course, the PGA Championship at Bethpage, which is now in May. Tiger has won a U.S. Open, by the way, at Bethpage before. And then U.S. Open will be at Pebble, which is the absolute perfect U.S. Open.
I'll tell you what, if he wins Tiger, the PGA, it's gonna get crazy.
Yeah. I will say this before we get to Joel. Keep this in mind, though. And I said this as far as my sports view today. With a back injury, enjoy yesterday. People said 2 years ago he was not even going to play the game of golf. You don't know. The back in golf is so fickle. He had the fusion surgery, the three surgeries, whatever the case may be. Doesn't necessarily mean he's good for 20 years. A back is very fragile as far as golf is concerned. Ask Fred Couples. Fred Couples could have been maybe one of the top five golfers ever if his back held out. Didn't. Still won a Masters back in 92. Tiger's back could go out tomorrow. And he's right back to where he was.
I hope not.
I'm not saying that I hope so.
No, that's a good point.
I'm just saying that his back in the world of golf, it's not a given.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened yesterday, maybe you enjoy it even more because of that. 3:29, let's bring in Joel from Muscatine here today to talk a little bit more about Tiger and the Masters. Hi, Joel.
Hey, so... Yeah, Eugene kind of stole my thunder. I was watching the Masters yesterday morning with my 8-year-old son, and about midway through the third hole, I realized my kid doesn't know who this guy is. Like, he had no point of reference. He just knew that his uncle has a video game that this guy is on. And so watching that tournament with literally through a child's eyes, I felt like my dad, you know, when he was telling me like stories of Andre Tippett playing for the Hawkeyes. I'm telling my son stories of what Tiger Woods was like as a younger man. And it was just kind of fun. And I was that guy who really didn't like Tiger growing up. Probably just because I was jealous of the immense talent. In my opinion, he was the first elite athlete that chose golf as his sport of choice. And but I think the reason that this has been reacted and received so much differently, almost universally, is such a great win, is because there are a lot of people in this world who have gone through infidelity and addiction, and they now have a kind of a beacon of someone that they can look to, and that they can still, you know, turn things around, and they can still do what they're good at. Just like, you know, when I saw Zach Johnson win the Masters, I was like, crap, I'm a guy from Iowa. Maybe I could get good enough at this game to win an amateur tournament or something like that. You know, if you see something you can relate to, that helps. And I think this is the first time we've really seen pure joy from Tiger Woods after winning a tournament. Like that double fist pump to the sky was actual joy. It was something you didn't usually see from Tiger in the past because he always expected to win. I think this is one of the first major wins, where he didn't expect to win. He just wanted to survive. And I think you saw that. What's always separated him is that competitive juice, and you could see that. And, like, my son, who's 8 years old, could see that. So that was really fun to watch yesterday. And I liked it in the morning. I wish those things were in the morning all the time. I don't have as long of a list for my wife yet to get stuff done. I can still watch. Good morning golf.
Good points all around, Joel. Thanks.
Thank you.
319-366-1600. We're going to get to Michael Haas coming up here in just a moment.
It is a different Tiger. And it doesn't excuse the past, because the past is always going to be with all of us. But he is, he embraces fans more. He embraces his fellow players more. And
yes.
Again, that's reason there was six or eight golfers, including Zach Johnson, greeting him at the end.
15 years ago, there wouldn't have been
anybody.
Six people there.
No.
Because he was not liked on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
He had Mark O'Meara, was about his friend on the tour. And things have changed. And he has made himself the Kevin Na at the Players.
Yeah.
When he went after the ball like Kevin Na did, real quick out of the
just having fun. Yeah.
Cup right there. We'll get to Mark and Marion. I got one more point, and then we'll get to our break, because we're running a little bit behind here. 3:33, and Mark joins us from Marion. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. It was just remarkable watching the Tiger become sort of relevant again in a major. It was neat to see, but I was shocked that Poulter and Koepka, Finau and Molinari all hit balls in the water on number 12. That is not the hole you want to start your birdie run on, and I just could not get it for the life of me.
What's the rule, Jack Nicklaus always said? You hit it over in the bunker to the middle of the green, and what did Tiger do? Hit it over the bunker to the middle of the green. So.
Yeah, he almost looked at the other two guys kind of like, you know, if that's what you guys are going to do, I'm just going to put it in the middle of the green and two-putt this thing and move over to 13. And, I mean, that cost those guys the tournament.
You really did.
Absolutely right, Mark, and thanks for the call. And it was fortunate that Tiger hit after those guys, after Molinari.
Helped. Definitely
and,
helped.
Okay, I'm just going to do what Jack would do. And, as you said, put it in the middle of the green. And, yeah, that cost – probably may have cost Molinari the tournament, at least to contend, and Koepka as well, because he only finished one behind.
One behind, right there. And I'll get to it at the back. We need to take a break and get to Mike Loss, and I'll get to my point before 4 o'clock coming up here today. Before we, as we go to break, I'm going to give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to see Cody Jenks at the McGrath Amphitheater. He's going to be here on Saturday, June the 1st. He's on the road right now with his Lifers album, and we are going to give you a chance to win tickets right now to see that on June the 1st. A pair of tickets going out to caller 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You're going to pick up those tickets. Kyle will get your information, and we'll come back. We'll tell you who our winner is. We'll also talk to Gazette columnist Mike Loss, who's been a frequent visitor to Augusta National over the years. We'll do that when we come back.
Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber window line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Back with you on the gym class for Monday. Congratulations to Joel in Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see the concert on June the 1st, the Cody Jenks concert. And he should thank us on Wednesday. I think he probably will thank us on Wednesday. 3:38, Michael Ah set to join us coming up. We'll have some more about Tiger here in just a few minutes as well. The other big news coming out today, really, really terrible, terrible news coming out of Paris. Notre Dame Cathedral on fire right now, and now ceiling is now collapsed at Notre Dame. So this thing is just terrible, terrible stuff.
Yeah, that structure is over 800 years old. It took them 100 years to build it, and obviously constructed with a lot of wood. So the wood and fire don't mix too well.
No, and boy, it's been rebuilt before World War One. It was bombed the last time it was rebuilt, and I know that Paris will probably do it again. But man alive, that's just it's just very heartbreaking to see pictures of that going on in the news right now. 3:39, and to talk about things on a much brighter note, we bring in Mike Halas, the columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Follow him on Twitter, at Halas. Give him a look as far as his terrific pieces as well at thegazette.com. And Mike, you've heard those roars. I've heard those roars at Augusta. They're pretty captivating.
Hey, Scott, I spent 13 years ago. I spent a summer night in Paris in front of that cathedral with my wife.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That is just the definition of heartbreaking.
It is. This thing's been around, like Mark said, for 800 years.
It's just. I mean, it was an incredible thing to look at. You can't describe it if you haven't been there. It's like a lot of things, but. Paris is just, you know, I realize that people who've never traveled there, you sound like some sort of snob by saying it, but everybody should go there once in their life.
Yeah, and hopefully it will be rebuilt, but it's going to take a long time, just by the pictures that we're seeing out there provided by the news and on social networking and et cetera.
Yeah, now, as far as the Masters, I've got no opinions on it. I couldn't care less. What else do you want to talk about?
You've heard those roars.
Oh, yeah. I have. Yeah.
And there is a difference between a Tiger roar and a Patrick Reed roar.
There is a difference between Tiger roars and everybody else's put together. No, I found yesterday, I'm not sure that there were adequate words, although I've read a lot of beautiful pieces about it from sports writers, you know, in various outlets. There's some just great, great, great pieces of writing out there. But it was one of those days that I couldn't quite, you know, I thought about it all day long. It's just, it felt like it stuck with me the entire day, all the way until bedtime. It was just, I've never been a big fan of Tiger Woods, the person. I really don't care. But as far as the competitor and the human interest story, it's just there have been so few of this magnitude stories like this in our lifetimes. I would say Muhammad Ali and you know, perhaps Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, and I'd be hard-pressed to name another in that echelon. I mean, you can talk about the superstars, Tom Brady, and, you know, go on down the line, but I'm talking about people who just are at that certain level of that just grab you as the kind of people they are, as well as, you know, their amazing athletic exploits. And the Woods story, I know everybody's talking about the redemption and all this, but it's just, to me, it's what kind of person comes back from four back surgeries, from, you know, a spinal surgery, to the point where it's hard just to walk, able to win the Masters, and then does it with basically the whole world wrapped around his finger. It's just, you know, there's nothing like it.
Well, Mike, you were there when he was first coming on the scene, and I appreciate you sharing your piece from 1996 of Tiger appearing at the Quad City Classic. God, how many names did that tournament...
I was there. Ed Fiore and him were battling.
How many tournaments did the names did that go through?
Ed beat him.
Well, see, you know, I look back on that often because that was the third pro tournament he was ever in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the old Oakwood Country Club, which, you know, nice golf course, but not worthy of PGA Tour event. But it served its purpose and very well. They got Tiger Woods when he was 20 years old, had just turned pro, and Woods was looking for places to play because he didn't have status on the PGA Tour yet. Little did we know that within the next 9 months he'd win a Masters. But he lost the tournament, you know, on the back nine on Sunday at Quad Cities. But on Thursday morning in Coal Valley, Illinois, you couldn't get close to the guy. This was a 20-year-old who hadn't won anything yet in pro golf, and he had that charisma. He had that certain something that you just knew other people didn't have. So, you know, I go from that moment until the present day, it's been just one of those stories that's pretty amazing. The first Masters I was at was 2005, and he won it that day. And that's when I heard the roars. He beat Chris DeMarco to win the thing. Nobody remembers Chris DeMarco. If Chris DeMarco won it, people would have been disappointed. Tiger Woods won it, and the place was crazy happy.
Well, you were there in 07, too, and Tiger doesn't lose too many down the stretch when Zach Johnson prevailed, I think, a three-way tie for second. Tiger was one of them.
Yeah, that's sort of validated the win. Well, I mean, to say validated, that's a stupid thing to say, but the fact that he held off Tiger, that Tiger didn't catch him, I think did validate Zach's win in some eyes. That he didn't yield it to Tiger down the stretch. You know, it wasn't falling into anything. It was winning it. He did.
Now, everyone, of course, some of that writing, and very good writing, as you mentioned. But the next piece of writing coming out is, okay, how many is he going to win now? And everybody's still scared of Tiger and whatnot.
Yeah. I don't get into that stuff. It's like ranking comebacks. I couldn't care less, because how do you really do it?
Backs are very fickle, though, like we just talked about 10 minutes ago. Now, I think that's why that makes yesterday even more special in a lot of people's eyes, because we might not see it again because, you know, how long will the back hold out?
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know.
No one knows.
And yeah, but to me it doesn't matter, because it's almost like this thing yesterday. I'm not sure you're going to top that. I mean, I'll amend that. You're not going to. This was, you know, it had been 14 years since he'd won a Masters, 11 years since he'd won a major. And we all know all the water under the bridge between then and now. And so to do what he did yesterday, and to, you know, to do it so stylishly and so intelligently and brilliantly and expertly, I don't, you know, anything that happens after this, I think, is gravy, and they'll be talking about trying to catch Nicklaus and all that. And that's for the golf people. I'm not really that big into it, but I like, I'm a sucker for this stuff because I like human stories. And there's a reason why this thing was the first story on the ABC Evening News last night. It wasn't because it was a golf tournament, you know, it was because it was this person. And whether you like him or not, a lot of people don't like him. He gave me the glare once, by the way. and you know what? And I know what it's like to be made to feel small by it. And I resented it, but I also know that I deserved it because it was using a cell phone camera at the Ryder Cup, and I thought I had the thing on silent, and it didn't. It wasn't in the middle of a shot. But it was just, it was close to him, and he heard it and turned around and looked, gave me the look. It was all, you know, half a second, and I was just like, oh, God, you know.
So you're the guy.
But the thing is, nobody else seemed to notice it. And pro golfers do that. They I mean, it's amazing. People. I've read this that somebody came up to him once and said, "I was out there. I saw you." And he goes, "Yeah, I saw you on the fourth hole." And he goes, "How could he have seen that? Well, they're not like you and me."
Jack was 12 years between Masters. Just saying. Okay.
Worst glare, Bobby Knight or Tiger Woods?
No. Tiger's last Masters was 05, wasn't it?
Tiger's? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
you're right
14.
On Tiger. I'm just a Jack guy. He was 12 years between.
Oh, Jack. Yeah. Well, you know, there's the thing. There's no point in comparing. What difference does it make?
Because you're not gonna. No one's gonna win.
Well, you're talking about Hogan, and what Hogan did was absolutely extraordinary. But, and to me, physically, I don't think that anything would ever top that. But it was a different time, and the world was different. And, I mean, you know what? Ben Hogan always had a skin color that would get him on the course at Augusta if he qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And that would get him membership at Augusta if he qualified. Well, there was a time not very long ago when they didn't have African-American members. There was a time even shorter ago when they didn't have female members. So this all adds into the story. Yesterday in the final threesome, you had Tiger Woods, Francesco Molinari. I just love saying that guy's name. And I mean, really, say it.
Francesco Molinari.
I know. How can you beat that? And then there was Tony Finau, who was at Zach's thing here in last July in Cedar Rapids, who, you know, is of, I think, Samoan and
yes.
Fijian descent. I hope I have that right. This is the final threesome at the Masters, and nobody bats an eye because this is now an accepted thing. And there were women playing in a tournament on that course several days ago, which was sort of mind-boggling. But I'm sure in a few years it'll be like nobody will give it a second thought. So to me, it's like, you know, the world actually can change and change for the better. It just doesn't happen immediately, and it's frustrating. But once it does change, it doesn't change back, no matter how much some people might wish it would.
Golf aside, did want to ask you one thing here at 350, and that is, since we last talked with you, Tyler Cook put his name in as far as the NBA draft. He will hire an agent. 99.9, I think we came up with last week, that he will not be back for Iowa. Been a lot of people commenting one way or the other. Some people going out there even saying Iowa is going to be perhaps a better team without Tyler Cook. I don't think that is my opinion on it, but you saw every Iowa basketball game this year. I value your opinion on what you think about Tyler Cook and going to the next level.
Well, none of us know if he's going to get to the NBA or not. I mean, there may be some people out there who are 100% sure he won't, but, you know, they don't know. We don't know. I don't know. I hope he does. And if he doesn't, he'll make a living playing basketball somewhere, and that's what he wants to do, and that's all I need to know. That's what he wants to do. I don't think anybody needs to be telling him he's making a mistake. I don't think that he owes anybody anything other than what he's already given. And fare thee well, Tyler Cook.
What about Wieskamp? Were you shocked by that?
No. Shocked is too strong a word. It surprised me because it was a year earlier than I expected. But this is how things go now in basketball. Don't be under any illusions that this is all about team. It's not. Now, that's not to say that it's not a team and they don't all like each other and they don't all work together to be a good team. But basketball players want to play in the NBA, and they're always cognizant about what's the next thing I have to do to be on that track. And Wieskamp is determined that going through this process will help him. And I'm sure he's got other people telling him the same thing. And so it makes sense for him to do what he's doing. He's obviously going to come back.
Yeah.
You know, he's not an NBA draft pick this year. But he wants to find out as much as he can find out about himself and what other people think about him. So, you know what? This is the life that he wants, the life of a pro basketball player. And if he didn't do it, he'd probably be making a mistake.
Mike, appreciate your insights as always. We're going to talk to you down the road, but Andy really wants us to ask you this question: where your favorite place to eat in Augusta is, since you've been there so many times.
And
I don't think you can say the food stand and get a pimento cheese sandwich or anything like that.
Who wants to know?
Andy on our text line.
Yeah, I don't know him. I'm going to start answering questions of strangers.
It's the Ask Mike portion of our get-together.
I don't want to tell him, because if I'm ever there, I don't want the place to be any more crowded.
Is it the Hooters on Washington Avenue?
No, I think that Augusta National owns that now anyway.
Yeah, they own quite a bit of the real estate around there, trying to put things away right there. All right. We will talk to you in a few weeks, Mike, down the line here. Always appreciate it. And we'll be in the midst of the NBA playoffs by then. They don't end for a long time. So we'll talk about that and other things when we get back together. Appreciate it as always.
Good talking to you guys. And everything ends at some point.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike. Mike Loss joining us at 3:54. We're going to take a break. Come back. Have more for you after this.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rolling Stone calls it rule-breaking country music. Cody Jenks in concert. Saturday, June 1st at McGrath Amphitheater with special guests Ward Davis and Alex Williams. Tickets are on sale now and expected to sell out. Get your ticket at CodyJenks.com. Don't miss Cody Jenks, Saturday, June 1st at McGrath Amphitheater. Produced by True Grit Presents.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/21. See store for details. U.S. only.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes down to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex delivers the look of wood without all of the work and the worry. And it's made from 95% recycled materials, which makes it the right choice for your backyard 100% of the time. Make sure your next deck is built with Trex. Visit Trex.com to order samples.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers slip-ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers slip-ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers slip-ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and because... Sorry. Coming!
Here's your ducky.
And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at your local pet store.
Last minute of the program, Tom Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. More Masters talk at that time. We've got the Twins in Toronto tonight, 107.5 at 7 o'clock.
First place Twins.
First place
Twins. Excuse the modifier. Okay.
And Toronto, and then Golden State and the Clippers, game two of that series tonight at 9 o'clock. My final word on this, I still think it was fantastic, stupendous, and a great day of golf, and it will help golf. I still... Although in the back of my mind, wonder why this guy and everything he's done gets a pass and no one else does. But I will always wonder that.
That's a fair point.
Your last thought.
As far as the golf the tournament itself, use any adjective, as I said at the outset, and it will be appropriate.
What a day. And a great day for golf. I think everybody can be in unison as far as that is concerned, because golf's going to be the big winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 3 weeks, everybody will tune in again, or 5 weeks, whatever the case may be, as they gather for the second major. All right, Tom Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM.